Somebody who chefs, a chayo or an oaf, and after he chefs and he finds that it was a treif in the bus, it was also ba'achiva, ba'asheche ba'avodah zar, or somebody who chefs a chayo or an oaf as a korban for avodah zar, and therefore it's also ba'ana, ba'asheche chulam bifnit, or somebody who chefs a chayo or an oaf, which is chulam not kachar, but he chefs it inside the Beis HaMikdash, which is also, and it's also ba'ana, v'kachim b'chutz, or he chefs a chatas oaf or an olas oaf outside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's also ba'ana, chaya ba'ov hanitzko. Or he shafts the chayar an oaf, which it did, it has to be stoned, as a chayar oaf killed a person, and you have to stone it to death, and it's also ba'ana, Rabbi Meir mechayiv, the chacham and pleasure. In all these cases, Rabbi Meir holds your chayiv and keep the adam, you have to cover the dam, even though the basar is also ba'achila, while the chacham pass you from keep the adam, since the basar is also ba'achila. As Rabbi Meir holds, chita shein aruya, shmei shchita. A shechita which does not match the basa ba'achila is still called the shechita, and therefore you have to cover the dot. While the chacham holds shechita she'ein eruya lo shmei shechita. A shechita that does not match the basa ba'achila is not considered a shechita. And only by a shechita do you have to cover the dot. But if you kill the behemoth without shechita, you don't have to cover the dot. And in these cases, it's not called a shechita according to the chacham. And these chacham are Rabbi Shimon, as we had in the previous paragraph. Rabbi Shimon holds shechita she'ein eruya lo shmei shechita. So since it's not called a shechita, you're not mechuyav in kisei adam. Somebody who shafts a chayar or an oaf, and he did an improper shechita, and it became an avela during the shechita. Or instead of doing the shechita in the normal way, he stabbed at the neck of the behemoth. Or he ripped the simanim out of place instead of doing shechita. He ripped the simanim from the neck of the behemoth. He ripped the trachea or the windpipe. That's not called a shechita. Pata milachos. In these cases, it's pata from kisei adam. Since these are not a shechita, even according to Rabbi Meir, all shechita shein eruya shmei shechita, but this is not a shechita at all. So Rabbi Meir agrees in this case that you're pater from kisei adam. Second kolam peyavav mishnah gemo cher shaita bekatan sheshachti va'acherim roin osam. A deaf mute or somebody who doesn't have daas or katan that shechted a chaya or an oak, and others were standing over them to make sure they shechted properly. Then in such a case, the shechita the cher shaita bekatan is kasher chayav and lachdo. The people are standing over them will have to go ahead and cover the dam. Since the shechita is kasher, there's a chiyuv to cover the dam. And we can't be mechayev the cher shaita or kasher to cover the dam, as they're not chayev the mitzvahs. Therefore, the person who's standing over them would cover the dam for them. Beinam lebein atzmam turim milach. But if the cher shaita or kasher shechted a chayar an oaf without anybody standing over them, then in such a case, the shechita is puzzle is probably the cher shaita because since they don't have dam, messed up the shechita and you can't eat the basar, so therefore there's no chiyuv to cover the dam. If you see the dam on the floor after the shechita, the cheret seder cut, you're not mechuyev to cover. The chen le'enin oso v'espino. This distinction would also apply by the iser of oso v'espino, the shachta aim and the banner of the bas on the same thing. Sheshachtu v'achem roen oso. If the cheret seder cut the shachta aim, and others are standing over them to make sure that the shechita is the correct shechita. Also lishchoit acharen. In such a case, nobody would be allowed to shach the banner of the bas on the same day after the cher shaita katan shechted the aim, since their shechita was kosher. Beinam lebein atzma. But if the cher shaita katan shechted the aim without anybody standing over them, in such a case the shechita is puzzle, Rabbi Meir matir lishkoit acharan, therefore Rabbi Meir allows somebody to shech the ben or the bat on the same day. And since the shechita of the cher shaita katan was puzzle, there's no iser to shech the ben or the bat on the same day. The chachamim oiser, to shech the ben of the bat on the same day that the cher shaita katan shechted the aim. Even though the shechita of the cher shaita katan is possible since nobody was standing over them. But since the reason why it's possible is because probably they messed up the shechita. And it's possible they didn't mess up the shechita, so misafek, the chacham hold, there's an iser to shech the ben of the bat on the same day. And so too in the first case, when a cher shaita katan shech the chaya or an oaf without anybody standing over them. Even though the shechita is tussle, since they probably messed up the shechita, but since it's a suffix that maybe the shechita was a good shechita, somebody who sees the dam on the floor would have to cover the dam. Even though the chacham holds that after the cher shaita are cut and shechted the aim, you're not allowed to shech the ben of the bat, that maybe the shechita of the cher shaita were cut and was kosher, they do agree though that somebody who does go ahead and shech the ben of the bat on the same day would not get malchus arban, since it's quite likely that the shechita of the cher shaita or katan was not a kosher shechita, and therefore there would be no issue to shech the ben or the bat afterwards.